Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever faced a moment where you felt completely drained? Like you had nothing left to give? Maybe life has thrown challenges your way that feel too heavy to carry. If so, today's message is just for you. In today's message, we're exploring the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, where God reminds us that His grace is more than enough for whatever we're facing. We'll look at what that really means and how His grace can sustain, transform, and empower us, even in our weakest moments. So, take a deep breath, lean in, and let's discover the life-changing power of God's grace together as we go into this message. The topic is God's grace. And our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me."
Let me tell you a story about a man named Nick Vujicic. You may have heard of him. He's an author, speaker, and evangelist who was born without arms and legs. Growing up, Nick struggled with self-doubt, depression, and the question that many of us ask in difficult seasons: why God? But over time, he discovered something profound. God's grace was not just enough to sustain him, it was powerful enough to transform his life. Today, Nick travels the world inspiring millions, showing that God's grace can carry us through even the most impossible situations. Nick's life is a testament to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, where God tells Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Have you ever faced a moment where you felt like you had nothing left to give? Where life knocked you down so hard that you questioned whether you could get back up? If you have, then today's message is for you. The power of grace in our weakness. Grace is a word we hear so often, but do we truly understand its power? God's grace isn't just about forgiveness. It's His divine strength, His unmerited favor, and His ability to turn our struggles into testimonies. Paul, the author of 2 Corinthians, knew suffering well. He spoke about a thorn in the flesh, some kind of affliction that tormented him. He pleaded with God 3 times to take it away. But instead of removing it, God gave him something greater, grace. Think about that for a moment. Sometimes we pray for God to remove the difficulty, but instead, He gives us the strength to endure it. Have you ever had a situation where God didn't take away the storm, but He carried you through it? That's grace. Grace transforms, not just sustains. God's grace doesn't just help us survive tough times. It transforms us through them. Look at Peter, who denied Jesus three different times. By human standards, he would have been disqualified from ministry. But Jesus restored him, and through God's grace, Peter became a bold leader of the early church. Or consider the woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8 verses 1 to 11. The law condemned her, but Jesus extended grace unto her. That grace didn't just spare her from judgment, it set her free to live differently. Today, maybe you're struggling with guilt from past mistakes. Maybe you feel unworthy of God's love. But here's the good news. His grace is bigger than your failures. Romans chapter 5 verse 20 reminds us, where sin increased, grace increased all the more. I want you to know that, no matter where you've been, God's grace can lift you higher. So, as believers, how do we live in the power of God's grace daily? Firstly, embrace your weakness. Instead of hiding your struggles, surrender them to God. Paul didn't deny his thorn, he acknowledged it, and he let God's strength shine through them. The second thing that you need to do is to depend on God, and not on yourself. Too often, we try to fix everything on our own. But Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 reminds us, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Henceforth, do not depend on your own strength but on God's grace. Let the grace of God carry you. Lastly, extend grace to others. If God's grace is enough for you, then it's enough for those around you too. Just as Jesus forgave Peter and the woman at the well, we are called to extend that same grace to others. Who in your life needs grace today? Would you extend grace to them? Take a bold step today and extend grace to someone who doesn't deserve it. It may be someone who has hurt you. Forgive that person and show an act of grace. Time for reflection. Where in your life do you need to experience God's grace? Is there a struggle, a past mistake, or a challenge where you've been relying on your own strength instead of His? And today, how can you be a vessel of grace for someone else? God's grace isn't just sufficient, it's abundant, powerful, and life-changing. I encourage you to walk in it, trust in it, and let His power be made perfect in your weakness. As you go today, remember this. You don't have to have it all together. You don't have to be the strongest, the smartest, or the most capable. All you need is to rest in the grace of God. His grace is enough for today, tomorrow, and each challenge ahead. No matter what comes your way, walk with confidence. You're covered by grace. You're empowered by grace. And you are victorious through grace in Jesus' name. As you go, may God's grace carry you through every moment of your journey today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for your unfailing grace. Thank you for reminding us that your grace is sufficient for us. Lord, we surrender our struggles, our fears, and our burdens to you, knowing that you are more than enough to carry us through. Father, as we step into this day, we ask for your guidance. Lead us in every decision today. Protect us from harm and from anything that seeks to steal our peace. We declare today that we are filled with your peace, joy, and victory. May we walk in confidence, knowing that we are covered by your grace. Thank you, Lord, for being our refuge and our strength. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Leviticus chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 24 verse 23 to 51. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.